Well, it's been a long and emotional debate in the Victorian Parliament, but MPs have now voted in favour of decriminalising abortion. Abortions have been happening for 40 years in Victoria under the protection of a common law ruling. But this morning in the upper house, they passed the decriminalisation bill. Simon Lauder was there and he joins us now. So Simon, what was the atmosphere as the bill was passed?
Well, it got a bit ugly to say the least, Eleanor. Just as the bill to decriminalise passed its biggest hurdle, the vote in the upper house was 23 votes to 17, meaning women who have abortions will no longer be considered criminals. There was a conscience vote on the bill, and two Brumby government ministers chose to vote against it, Theo Theophanous and the Treasurer John Lenders. When the vote was made, security had to be called. That's because there was a colourful outburst, including a threat from some protesters. There was also an outburst of fruity language from the Speaker of the House.
Ma'am, please, restrain yourself.
This bill benefits this lot over here, you know it. There'll be retribution in this country over this.
I would ask the photographers to restrain yourself. Madam, restrain yourself. Where is the security? Remove her anyway. Jesus. Bananas.
Yes, quite a dramatic day then, Simon, in the Parliament. But the bill did pass. What were the numbers?
That was 23 votes to 17, which was a bit closer than some had predicted. It was always known that it was going to be quite close.
And what's been the reaction to the passage of this bill?
It's been a long time coming for proponents of legal abortion. The issue was referred to the Law Reform Commission mid last year, so it's been a long wait since then, and there's been very lengthy debate. One example was a Liberal MP who's opposed to it actually spoke for 5 hours in Parliament, and debate went on until about 3 o'clock this morning and resumed this morning again. And the former Premier Joan Kerner has been watching closely. She was in the public gallery of Parliament this morning. She says when she was in charge, there just weren't enough women in Parliament for this to pass. She says she's wanted this for decades, but acknowledges the battle is not won yet.
I feel relieved, but not yet in a celebratory mood because the debate is not yet finished. The debate could be undone by some of those amendments which are counter to the intent of the bill. But it was fantastic to see 21 people from all sides of the House standing up to make sure that women were no longer potential criminals if they had abortion and their doctors were protected as well.
That's the former Victorian Premier Joan Kerner. Now, she mentioned some amendments to the bill. They're now to be debated. What is likely to happen there, Simon?
Well, there are as many as 60 amendments MPs have in mind, and they centre around three main areas of concern. The bill as it currently stands allows abortions up to 24 weeks gestation and late-term abortions with the permission of two doctors after that. And some say 24 weeks is too late and that a fetus is still viable at that stage and they want the threshold to be more like 20 weeks. There's also a call for stricter requirements for mandatory counselling, and there's been a great deal of controversy over the conscientious objection provisions, which require that if a doctor doesn't want any hand in an abortion, that they refer a patient to a doctor who has no objection. And some religious figures and many MPs and indeed some doctors have come out saying that's really not giving doctors much choice but to be involved in some way. So there's no doubt going to be a push for some amendments there. The DLP's Peter Kavanagh has fought hard against this legalisation of abortions. And today he says he feels upset and even nauseous.
I think that a profound mistake has been made by the Victorian Parliament. I think the Parliament has voted to abandon, even in principle, legal protection and support for an entire category of people. I think that will have harmful consequences, not only for the unborn, but for everybody. Because once you exclude one category of life from legal protection, you weaken legal protection for everybody.
That's Victorian MP Peter Kavanagh and Simon Lauder in the Victorian State Parliament bringing us up to date there on the passage of that bill decriminalising abortion.